What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Peter, according to a recent study from Bankrate, it shows a plus 74% increase in home equity in New York from 2020 through 2025. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that and how that might benefit families in the state.
Well, it's a really good sign that people made an investment some time ago and now they've got equity in their home, and that's the principal source of transfer of wealth in the society is from people's single family home. So I think it's a great thing for the future of our community.
In what ways does having these high numbers benefit families? How does that, you know, look in the long-term sort of projectable future?
Well, three ways. Number one, they own a home, and that's, they own more of a home. They have a higher percentage of equity in their home. Number two, if they choose to sell it, they can reap a significant benefit. And number three, if they don't sell it, they pass it on to their children. They provided them with an asset that they otherwise would not have.
Is it in line with what you've been seeing locally here in Western New York as well? Does that kind of all match up together?
Yeah, I think it's what we're seeing regularly, even as recently as yesterday when we had a meeting with some of our people from the Capital Region. They were talking about how strong values are, and that's borne out in the statistics that we keep as well as the market statistics that we get through the multiple listing services. But the fact of the matter is, we've enjoyed a good run here in upstate New York in terms of equity and sale prices. Some would argue that it's too good, and it's making it very difficult for first-time home buyers to get into the market.
Do you see it potentially cooling off anytime soon? What would it, you know, what would have to happen for these numbers to cool off and maybe be a concern, I guess?
Well, for numbers to cool off, there'd have to be some, I think, significant gyration in the economy. For example, continued high inflation or higher inflation, let's say. The Federal Reserve does not lower rates. Perhaps they raise rates. That would be reflected in all the financial markets negatively, and certainly housing would be affected by that. The difference with housing, though, is we have a chronic undersupply right now because of the rapid increase in interest rates that took place in March of 2022 when the Federal Reserve tightened things up. And as a result of the 10-year T-bill, when they chose to lower rates a year later, what happened was the mortgage rates actually went up because the benchmark 10-year T-bill, which we price mortgages off of, continued to rise. It's been relatively stable, though, for a long time. We expect it will be stable for a while. As a matter of fact, just today, we learned that interest rates are at the mortgage interest rates, the 30-year fixed rate, kind of the vanilla product, is now at its lowest rate this year. So those are good things, but the fact matters, if mortgage rates did come down, what we would see is prices would continue to go up. We've seen a moderation in the rate of increase in prices throughout upstate, but it hasn't gone to zero. In order for it to get to zero, as I said, there'd have to be some significant gyrations in the economy.
Very good, Peter. Anything else you care to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
I think this has been an interesting time in our business, and we expect that the current conditions will extend for some time.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.